everybody has two kinds of lives, the lived life and the unlived life. A lot of people live 1 year 70 times, 1 year 90 times, 1 year 40 times. I want you to get out of that club. No matter how blessed you have been, it can be better. I want you to get ready to be introduced to you. I want you to meet you today as I speak about fanning your flame. If you look at the way Pastor Naomi coined that theme, it is your flame. It's not anybody's flame. It is your own. Fan your flame. It's yours. And it is your responsibility to fan it. Because many things will want to quench the fire. My husband will say, some people are not happy that you are happy. There are situations that want to quench the fire, but we are refusing. Just let's go on this journey in the next few minutes, and then I'll pray with you today. And I trust God that you will relocate to the top. Amen. Something good will happen to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the world as we speak, whether you are born again or not, whether you go to church or not, if you are a woman, you belong to these two groups. It's either you are a Deborah or a Jael. But there are a few that are combining the two anointings. And I'm going to explain to you. They are both Deborahs and Jaels. And I'm going to read a scripture to you now. When the Lord Jesus Christ was going to die, it took womanhood to prepare his body for his burial. I don't want to go into all that. There is a Jewish culture that is very close to the African culture that explains a few things in the Bible. For instance, Jesus said to one man one day, I came to your house and you didn't give me water to wash my feet. This woman has wiped my feet with her hair. It's a cultural thing. Because they live in the desert and they need to trek. So by the time you get to Pastor Osse's house, your feet will be dirty. Usually there should be a lava outside with a napkin, and then you wash and you wipe. So Jesus was referring to that. The same thing has to do with the way they bury their dead. Jewish, if you go to Israel today and you go to a tombstone, or you go to, you know, what do you call where they bury people? A graveyard. You don't need to ask questions, because you will find stones, little pebbles on the tombstone. That tells you how many years the person has died. Every year they go there, they drop a stone. So you get this, oh, this person died 5 years ago. Oh, this person died 6 years ago. Also, to bury a dead person in the Jewish culture, they wash and then they take bandage, they slice bandage and soak it in ointment. And then they take it one after the other. They begin with the tiniest finger. They join the next and the next, wrapping it and wrapping it, wrapping and wrapping. Then they take a napkin they put on the face to bury the person. That's why when Jesus raised Lazarus, Jesus said, "Loose him." Because the way he was buried, he was wound up with a bandage. He came out hopping. So Jesus said, "Loose him." The people that tied him, they had no choice but to loose him. Whatever I tie you, I command that it will loose you. That's why Jesus' resurrection is still a miracle till tomorrow. Because nobody loosed him. That was the way he was buried. But, you know, I've been to Israel several times. When you get to a place where, well, it is assumed that that's where he was buried. As you enter, you will see he's not here, he's risen. When you go there, you will see a depression. And I said jokingly, I said, this where Jesus removed his own napkin. Because a napkin was put on the face. That's how Jews bury themselves. and placed it there. There's no way God will touch something and you won't see the sign.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody set Jesus free. Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of life. Please, if you're not born again, you are losing. I'm not judging you. Come to Jesus. Your life will take a new turn. It doesn't matter where you worship. Have a personal relationship with the Lord. I went into all this story to tell you that when Jesus Christ was going to be buried, when he was going to die, it took a woman to break the alabaster box of ointment to anoint him according to Jewish culture. By the time some other ladies and men came early in the morning, it was too late to anoint him. Thank God that this woman was sensitive enough to anoint him. I have a feeling that just like womanhood played a crucial role in preparing Jesus' body for his burial, womanhood will play a crucial role in preparing the body of Christ for Jesus' coming. The era of, I don't like you as a woman, you are like this, it has gone. If you are still competing with other women and abusing them, you are the only one in that class. We have left. Everybody is fulfilling purpose now. You are a first lady, you stay there, and the government has unfulfilled purpose. You are in business, you stay there, we come together, we network, we fan the flame, and then we go back to a different. Nobody is competing with anybody. It's a sign of so low self-esteem to be pulling down others. Excuse me, we cannot all carry the same bag. Carry your bag, I carry my bag. Bag is bag. Bag is bag. You can carry Ferragamo, I can carry Garafemo. Does not matter. Stop defining your life by what you carry. I tell ladies, don't marry a man because of what he drives. Marry him because of what drives him. So as a woman, there is an assignment for us this end time. Remember when Jesus was going to come, God specifically made us relevant. Because in Genesis chapter 3, we exposed the devil. When God arrived in the Garden of Eden and said, "Ah, who told you you were naked?" Adam said, "Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Wallahi ta'ala. Excuse me, Lord. The woman you gave me." From Genesis to Revelation, God didn't respond to that accusation because he accused the Lord. God just said, "Okay, the woman I gave you from today, whosoever findeth." So go and be finding. When it was the woman's turn, the woman said, "Excuse me, sir, I refuse to blame my vertical relationship with you. I refuse to accuse my horizontal relationship with my husband. I collaborate with you to accuse the arch enemy. The serpent deceived me." God said, "Woman, for doing this, I will honor you eternally. I exempt man from the plan of salvation." Usually it should be sperm and seed, but there will be no sperm, no need for sperm. "Woman, I honor you eternally." The only role the man played in, it's a women's meeting, okay. Pastor said, was that of a messenger. "Carry the baby, go. Carry the baby, you don't go." Pastor said, "Forgive me. I'll preach better next time." You see, woman, that's to let you know you are so important. When you were born, once you are born as a female, minimum of 11 barriers show up. Just that you are a woman. You've not done anything bad or wrong or good. Just that you are a woman. Cultural problems, historical problems, tribal, all sorts of things happen. You cannot afford to continue to collaborate with your prosecutor in the court of life. Telling yourself you are ugly? Telling yourself you are too fat? Telling telling yourself you don't like your nose? Somebody looks at you and tells you you are too fat. Tell the person, the Bible says, the righteous shall be fat. Yeah. What are you talking about? You will now sit down there and be crying, collaborating with your prosecutors. Somebody tells you you are ugly. Tell the person, oh my God, I understand that life can be tough for the blind. Look at yourself in the mirror, woman. You are beautiful. You are altogether lovely. Love yourself. Fan yourself to flame. You are important. Judges chapter 5. Verse 24. Here we have Barak, the king, the one in power, the authority figure. He spoke to Deborah. When Deborah said, yes, you are going to this war and God is going to give the victory to Israel through a woman. The man said, oh, really? If that's the case, then I don't want to go without womanhood. This end time, please quote me. Don't quote me wrongly. This end time, any pastor, any politician, any man that says, what can a woman do, is lost. This end time, there is a mighty move of God on earth today that includes womanhood. This is the first time in the world that you have more women in politics, more women in power. Look at the entire world. Women are becoming heads of states, prime ministers, commissioner for these, so in different parts of the world. Some of these nations, for the first time, a woman is in the palace. God is saying something. Look at the financial world. Women are becoming chairmen. What do you call the chairman? Chairman of boards. That board, this bank, that bank. God is doing something. And every man that is wise will collaborate with God. Allow the women in their lives to shine and to fulfill destiny. And every woman that is wise will not flaunt her greatness. Yeah. Every woman that is wise will honor the men in her life. Maybe we'll get to that. Let's go back to our story. So the king, the man in authority, says, womanhood must go with me. He was wise enough to tell Deborah to come. When Mary, the biological mother of Jesus Christ, got pregnant, the first thing she did, in fact, she did six things, but the first thing she did was to go see Elizabeth, her Deborah. You need an Elizabeth in your life. If your flame will not go out, who is in your space? Because many things can make the flame to go out. Life is a fight. It's either you're fighting or someone is fighting on your behalf. There are times when you become weary. You cannot even fan the flame. There are times when you become disillusioned and discouraged. There are times when you are tired. There are times when you don't even know what to do. You don't even know where the matches are. You don't even know where the fan is. That is when you need an Elizabeth, a Deborah in your life. You need someone in your life that can take you to a place in yourself that you've not been able to go by yourself. Because when you are in the picture, you cannot see the frame. Your Deborah or your Elizabeth is your brake system. Any car that has no brake system is prone to accidents. As we rise on the ladder of success, honest feedback diminishes. Nobody can tell you the way you got angry was not good because you are now the first lady in your circle. Everybody looks up to you. Your husband is the founder of the ministry, who will walk up to you and say, "Mommy, why did you get angry that way?" As we rise on the ladder of success and greatness, honest feedback diminishes. People love you too much to tell you the truth. People fear and reverence you too much to tell you that's not how to behave in the public, because they don't want to lose your favor. That's why you need someone. I call that person your confronter. Somebody that can look right into your eye and tell you what you said was wrong. And you will be calm enough and humble enough to accept it. Otherwise, you are prone to accident. Every position is ephemeral. As you are messing up, somebody is warming up. Somebody was there before you came. I give you 50 years, max. Some other people will be there. When you look back, what will you see? Tread softly. Life is slippery. You need someone in your life that can tell you the truth. You need someone in your life that understands what money sickness is. Somebody that is equally pregnant. Somebody that, she spent 3 months, Luke chapter 1, she spent 3 months with Elizabeth. Who is in your space? Who can we report you to when you misbehave in the palace? Who is it that if your husband picks the phone and says, "I'm going to report," say, no. Don't live your life in such a way that there is nobody that you fear. You are in danger on two legs. And don't marry someone that has no one that he fears. You can't last if you do. And I hope the Deborahs that are listening to me today, those of you that are already accomplished, those of you, because the Bible says she had a palm tree, those of you that have you've succeeded, those of you that have tasted the pain and the gains of life, those of you that have a name now, those of you that are at least comfortable, I do hope that you will walk softly and gently and remember that it was God that put you there, according to John 3:27. Treat people well. Holy Spirit, I don't know why you are pausing me to say this. Treat people well. A lot of you don't know that the people that will help you fan your flame in your old age are the little kids that are around you now. Your driver, your house help, that girl that doesn't look like it, just like I didn't look like it. Pastor Naomi knows what I'm talking about. Last week I got an email. In my life, I've never received that kind of honor before. I cried like a baby. I was looking for who the mail was addressed to. Is it a... What are you talking about? And you will see it when I go for the meeting. Treat people well. You don't know God's program for their lives. And tread softly. Tread softly. Do not drown the people that taught you how to swim. I'm a servant of the Lord. I didn't come here to preach. I came here to be a microphone in God's hands. You are his people. He knows what you need. Treat people well. If this is all you can take home today, treat people well. Treat your husband well. He may not look like it now. Treat your wife well. Treat your children well. Please do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's now focus on Jael in the remaining minutes that I have. This woman understood that she also had a flame. It may not be as fantastic as Deborah's own, but flame is flame. She had her flame. So the first thing about this Jael that found her own flame is that she did not try to be somebody else. That's important. You cannot be another person. Job chapter 12 and verse number 3. And Job chapter 13 verse 2. What you know, I know. I am not inferior to you. You're not inferior to anybody. You are not superior to anybody. Be yourself. Like yourself. Believe in yourself. Stay in your space. Fulfill your own destiny. Don't try to copy anybody. Let people inspire you. That's fine. But don't try to be like them at all. Invest into yourself. Take a good care of yourself. You are in the entertainment industry. Fantastic. Be the best there. You are in politics. Be your best there. You're a fashion designer. Be your best there. That's where your flame is. Continue to fan it. The fact that somebody's flame is very loud and very hot does not mean that your own too does not have the potential. So please understand this. Jael was an apostle in the marketplace. And as we look at her life, it's amazing what she did with her flame. Number one, the Bible says she had a tent. It was her tent. Women, the only reason why I am living is to empower you. That is my purpose. That is my hardwired purpose. As a woman, you must have your tent. I didn't say your husband's tent. Can I remind you, if you are married here, if we remove MRS, Mrs., from your life, whatever remains is your true value. If we remove all the money that comes to you just because you are Mrs. Adejumo, all the honors, all the cars, all the housekeepers, all the whatever, if we deduct and subtract that from your life, whatever remains is who you truly are. Those ones are additions. So what is your value? So who are you? There are pastors' wives that people honor just because they are married to pastors so and so. I am not one of them. Do you have your own tent? Do you have your own money? Do you have your own connection? And in case up till now, everything about your life has been what your husband gave to you, how are you investing it? Because life is seasonal. How are you investing it? Are you eating with your 10 fingers? Are you wearing as outfit the houses you should have built? Are you wearing as jewelries the cement you should have bought? Because you want to look like Pastor Naomi or Mrs. Ayadi. Some of the things they wear may even be gifts. Some of you are here. If you have a phone, please let me know. You have a phone. Oh, fantastic. You have an iPhone, Apple, anything Apple. Let me see your hand. Okay, you have Samsung. Let me see your hand. Fantastic. How many of you have a Facebook account? How many of you use Zoom? Fantastic. Please put down your hands. How many of you have bought shares from those companies that I mentioned? I want to count. We should close the service. I'm very serious. You're on Facebook every day, building somebody's wealth. You're on Zoom for all your meetings, helping some young guys. Some of you have two phones. It did not occur to you to buy 0.0001 of shares. You keep acquiring wig and shoes and outfits. In fact, somebody like me, that's why I changed to Ankara now. Because You will buy delays. It's on Instagram already. And you're thinking, should I wear it? Should I not wear it? That was the dress she wore. So let's buy 1,000 naira Ankara and buy shares. A few days ago, I bought shares of $11. 11. Sometimes 3,000 naira. I said, this 3,000 naira. Somebody just sent it to me. There's no need to just keep it in the bank or just use it to Facebook. How many of you have ever drunk Coca-Cola or Fanta or Sprite? Do you have their shares? This is enough for you to take home. Don't you think so? We have prayed. We have fasted. We have clapped. We have watched drama. This is the one I'm telling you now to take home. That as you step out of this place now, you will carry your phone or carry your iPad and go and Google how to buy shares. You don't need $5,000. You don't need $1,000. You don't need $100. You can buy for $10. 5,000 naira. Women, I'm empowering you. I'm telling you. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is talking about awareness, not for lack of prayer. Some of us can pray and fast. We've been praying and fasting. And we have allowed Dangote and Otedola to take everything. Just give me. Give me the whole world and give me Jesus. Because in the arena where money is spent, no other thing will listen. You can go to your children's church, children's school, and be praying in tongues. And this is the reason why a lot of African widows are in problem. Once their husbands die, it's not every wife that in-laws can drive out. It's not every wife that the man can drive out. Because the man knows if he tells you to pack out, even the blinds, the rug, the cooker is going. Because he knows who bought it. From today, I want you to begin to think. Some of you will go and sing. You're a music minister. They will give you an honorarium. And then by the time you print your statement, because you want to take it to a British embassy, you are wondering, where did the money go? Where will the money not go? Because money stays where it is maintained. Every time you ask God to give you, God, in 2022, give me more. God is asking you, give me structure. What did you do with the one I gave you last year? What did you do? You are not El Shaddai, else you shall die. Give to this, give to that, give to that. My uncle's grandfather's brother, that one. Some of them don't even appreciate it. Give until you bleed. And nothing for you. A time comes when you can no longer run around. Are you deceiving me? There's another Funke Felix Adejumo that is already been prepared by God. You think this is how we're traveling? That's why I'm running now. So that in the evening of my life, I will sit and life will be paying me royalty. When your fire burns, you use it to burn something.
Yes.
That's what they say in my village. Do you know, some of you, no land, no house. I get to your cloakroom now. I will see. That's why you go late to church every Sunday, because royal blue, deep blue, sky blue. You don't know, you are confused. You don't know what to wear. My darling, stop. What is wrong in you? Enough of the wigs. Manage the one you have now. You can even go natural. If wig is the one troubling you, I'm going to buy cement and do something. And tell your husband that you can also add value. Oh, this, don't worry. My husband is there. I pity you. She had a tent. Deborah had a palm tree. Jael had a tent. As soon close, the Bible says that when Sisera came, Sisera asked for water. Jael gave milk. She had the milk. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been able to give it. Do you have milk? Is your milk still? Or fresh? And she served the milk in a lordly dish. Lordly, not just in a dish, in a lordly dish. It will take me like 40 minutes to speak on that. So I'm going to pass. Because some of you are serving your husbands, some of you that are married, in rubbish dishes instead of lordly dishes. A dish can be your mouth. A dish can be your body. A dish can be the way you dress, the way you appear. How do you serve? It's not enough to have the content. How do you serve it? People see you before they hear you. How do you serve it? And then, as I'm running from my notes, because it's a lot, she brought it. In fact, the Bible says that she stood at the door. Some of you are too hidden. She was waiting for the opportunity. She prepared. What I just mentioned to you now, I've been preparing for 20-something years that one day I will speak there. Now it has come. And I'm just starting. Prepare. Some of you don't have mentor. You don't have coach. Nobody is teaching you how to carry your leg. There's what you call, there's a course, etiquette training. There's what you call public behavior. There's what you call private behavior. There are too many first ladies in Nigeria, and I'm not talking about states. I'm talking about the national level that did not prepare for where they found themselves. There's a way you walk as a first lady of a country. There's a way you speak. But in Africa, we are hardly prepared. I don't even know if there's a school where people are prepared. Prepare! She stood outside waiting. One day, they will remember me. One day, some of you are hiding yourself. Rehearse, get before the mirror, speak as if you're going to speak at the United Nations Summit. Adjust yourself. Prepare. I've been doing that for ages. There is no sudden success. My husband would say, failure is the cumulative effect of a mismanaged destiny. Prepare. She stood at the door. And when the man came, she said, come in, my Lord. You will notice that the man said, don't tell anybody that I'm here. She did not respond. You will not compromise my Christianity. No. She did not say yes. She did not say no. There's a time to speak. There's a time to be quiet. There's a place for wisdom. Some of you have marital issues because the way you open your mouth to speak against your husband, the man is slapping you right, left, and center, forgetting Christianity and Calvary. You dishonor him. You talk to his mother anyhow. You disgrace him anyhow. The man says, let me leave Christianity first. Deal with you. I'm going to carry it. And you are wondering why your life is not shining. She prepared. Do not tell me that you're in full-time ministry. You may be in full-time ministry. I am in full-time ministry and I am in full-time business. There's nothing wrong in being in full-time ministry. There's nothing wrong in being a full-time housewife. But please also be a full-time something else. Write books. I'm planning to publish a book for my 60th birthday in January. And that will be, if I don't write other books, that will be my 106th book. My books are on Amazon. How to Cook is a book. Write it. That is how to fan your flame. Canceling Made Easy is a book. Write it. That is what it means to fan your flame. Sex simplified. You know how you do it, and you know how your husband is enjoying it. Put it in a book. Write it. Collect your money. Mathematics made simple. You're a math teacher. That is how to fan your flame. Don't think we have come here to be speaking grammar and tongues over your head. This is what it means to fan your flame. Bring that thing out. Open that shop. Go online, sell pure water, open that bakery, You know how ladies buy wigs. Look for where they buy. Become a distributor. That is what it means to find your flame. Some of you can sew, even though you studied medicine. But your passion. If I were not a preacher, I would be a broadcaster. I love casting the news. I'll be a politician. That's my passion. I love to empower people. There is something on your inside. It cannot die. Don't let anybody dare you. Be laughing at those demons. You know, it's a lie. You've been made more than a conqueror. So don't live in the conscience, this flame will die. Hey, I don't want it to die. Flip it. This flame cannot die. I will continue to fan it. As I step out of this place today, I'm a better woman. I'm a better wife. I'm a better mother. Fan it in your husband's life. Fan it in your children's life. Fan the flame. It's there. Do something. What is your passion? That is the flame. What is your passion? What are you good at? Cooking? Get a shop. Get a restaurant. Or sell online. It will shock you. They don't write tomatoes on the money. It will shock you. What will happen? Stand up on your feet.